falling in love, ascending in love. All of you have found yourself at some time falling in love. All of you have fallen head over heels in love, and you have found yourself to be a new person. You have wondered, who is this person I feel myself to be? I am doing things now that I would only have imagined. I've seen others of my brothers and sisters act this way, but I didn't think I would. And yet I find myself most excited to think about this other person, to be with this other person, to share, finding that there is great excitement in coming together, asking, how was your day? What went on for you? What new insight? What happened? And you could not wait until you were in that one's presence again to share of the heart. You feel yourself to be alive in that love. And that is so. That is why so many of your brothers and sisters fall in love over and over again. You have looked upon society, the brothers and sisters in the recent years, and you have wondered why there is so much of the changing of relationships. They try one relationship for a while, and they say, well, I want a new one. I want to start over. It has always been thus, even in times when there was not perhaps the obvious change of partners. But it has been thus for much of your adventure. Ones have looked beyond the immediate relationship and have found themselves admiring the grass in another pasture and felt that the grass somewhere else was a bit greener, for a time, until they came unto the awakening and looked upon their own heart and found that love was right there all the time. It is the way of mankind, womankind, to want to experience falling in love, to have the feeling of being alive, the dynamic aliveness which makes every day feel worth living in excitement. And underlying the search for human love is a desire to know the very dynamic love which is your true nature. You have found yourself, throughout many of what you would see as lifetimes in relationship, some of them happy, some of them challenging, and you have taught yourself that perhaps relationship was a bit dangerous, that to share quite freely of the heart could bring challenge, could bring sorrow. And so you have encased the holy child, the heart of you, in an armoring. You have said that it is only safe to share just so much of myself. Most of myself I will keep locked away until I am really sure that it's safe to open up. Now you are feeling a desire to throw off the encasement, as a seed does when it bursts forth with a new life. You have come through, even in this lifetime, numerous relationships, and there has been benefit in each one. Even though at the time it might have felt a bit dubious, a bit sorrowful, a bit constricting. And yet, at the vantage point where you find yourself now to be, you can look back upon all relationships and you can see where there has been love, true love, and understanding, after you have been able to come past the behavior. And you have allowed yourself a bit of perspective, a bit of distance to look back upon it, and you have been able to see that that one, even though they may have been engaged in behavior which was not loving, was searching for love as you were. Now, there is a great desire to know love, unconditional, unlimited love, to come home again by way of the avenue of extending, experiencing love. It is the grandest of gifts to give of yourself, the self with a capital S, and in the giving, guess what happens? You find yourself. You experience yourself. As you allow the heart to open and love freely, caring, understanding, asking only to be companion upon the path. As you allow the shutters of the heart to be flung wide open, you find yourself and you experience the love which you have been searching for. Falling in love is falling into a state of experiencing yourself, your true self. For your true self is most alive. Your true self is most dynamically exhilarating. It is not the love as the world would teach you that has the conditions attached, that shoulds of how it can be extended, how it is safe, how it is not safe. But your true self is the exhilaration of falling in love. That is why it is so desired. For in those moments of falling in love, you experience the releasing of the boundaries that you have taught yourself to be and the boundaries of what the world has taught you that love is. The world has taught you that love is an exchange, that I will give my love unto you if you give your love unto me, and or I will give my love unto you only if you give your love to me in a certain way. Not only that you give it, but that you give it in a certain way, perhaps in a long-term committed way, perhaps that you do not make waves, that you are always happy, that you find me to be the most wonderful person that you have ever met, and that you soothe my ego, etc., etc., but that is not true love. That is conditional love. That love you have known throughout eons of time, and the conditions for that love have changed from culture to culture and society and time to time. That love changes, but the love which you are is changeless. It abides forever. It goes beyond form. It goes beyond the physical exchange of energy known as form. When the form is laid down, the love does not end. The love that you carry in your heart for one is always there. No matter whether that one stand before you utilizing form, or if that one stand before you in their light body, the love that you carry in your heart for that one is always there, always alive and always eternal. And you experience why it feels so good to be in love, for you touch the eternal part of you. What you are remembering is the Holy Child is the energy which activates form, and even though the form be no longer with you, the light that one is always with you. All of you have asked to know what is love, for you have asked to know yourself, and you bring to yourself relationships and the many forms of relationships so that you can see beyond the limitation of form, so that you can look beyond the limitation of behavior, choices, personality, so that you can look beyond even the absence of form and feel the presence of love nonetheless. The presence of love is very much where you are. The presence of love is very much in your classroom, in your workplace, in your home, if you but have the eyes to see it, the eyes of the heart. Falling in love is grand. It can be done in every moment of every day. You can fall in love with the one who stands in front of you at the grocery store, the one who adds up what you are to pay in the golden coins, the one who runs each item across the beautiful window which measures almost magically what the items will cost. You can fall in love with the one that you see upon the street corner. You may never know the name in this lifetime. It matters not, for names change. You have known that one in other lifetimes. There is no one that you look upon that is a stranger to you. Each and every one who stands before you is as a beautiful flower unfolding in their process. If you but take the time to pause and look deeply with the eyes of the heart, you will fall in love. This does not mean that it needs to be expressed in the ways of the world, for you have come past that. It needs to be expressed in the way of eternity, the way of unlimited love, the way that says, I recognize you. I see the Christ that you are. I look beyond the appearance and I see my Father in you. And in that, you fall in love every day. Everyone who comes into your presence is a beautiful gift you give unto yourself. For truly, beloved one, you have called them forth. They would not be there in your presence if you have not called them forth. And by the same token, they have called you forth in order to know and experience the love that they are. There are so many of your brothers and sisters who are still very much encased in their own shell. The seed is alive and well within them, but the encasement is so dense that they are carrying out to no hope the possibility of light, to have someone be outrageous enough to stand in front of them and say, Hi, how goes it with you today? Or even to say, I feel lighter in the heart when I'm with you. Every one of your brothers and sisters waits for your acknowledgement of who they are. They wait for you to look them straight in the eye and say, I know who you are. Many of the brothers and sisters, as you have seen, go about with the eyes cast down. Many of them are so busy in what they think they are doing that they not have time to pause and to behold the beauty of a sunrise or a sunset. Many of you have gone through lifetimes so afraid, so encased, that they have not even allowed yourself the hope that there could be love for you. Many of the brothers and sisters you see now do not believe that another could look upon them and love them. And they do not love themselves, for they are waiting to see it come from outside of themselves. They are waiting for someone else to recognize what they have not looked yet far enough to find within themselves, what they would not trust and do not trust. And when you go about with a light heart, in love with life, guess what happens? It is contagious. Have you ever been around one who is in love? Yes, they are quite silly, and their energy is contagious. And I will share with you that that energy is your true nature, and that is the energy which leads to ascension. For as you have gone through what you would see as countless lifetimes dull to the love of life, dull to your true nature, the very idea of ascension has been afar off. If you have heard of it at all in these lifetimes, it was that someone far removed from you, someone who had no relationship to you, had ascended and must be worshipped as a god. Now you are allowing yourself to contemplate the possibility, the probability, and the truth of ascension. You are bringing forth a multitude of books, writings on ascensions. You are bringing forth ones who give the workshops. You are bringing forth the guides and the masses from what you still see as another place separate from you, and yet it is where you are truly abide when the focus is expanded from this form and its expression, who will share with you what ascension is and what it feels like. And you are playing with the idea that perhaps, ascension is possible for you, and it is. For each and every one of you who has ever wondered about, played with the concept, looked upon a book about ascension, it is possible, most probable, that you will ascend even in what you see as this lifetime. That is why you are calling it forth now in your consciousness. You have said at a very deep level, I am ready to expand the boundaries of who I have thought myself to be. I am ready to welcome my unlimited self and to know what that feels like. It is a grand time to be alive, for there is much that you will experience in what you see of as this lifetime. It is not just I, Jeshua ben Joseph, or other masters, cosmic or otherwise, who have ascended. I will share with you that you have ascended. Now you say, well, how can that be? I feel the body to be very much anchored right here. I will share with you, first of all, that you have ascended. Otherwise, you would not relate even to the concept. There is within you, at a very deep level, a knowing of what ascension is all about. Where does that relatedness come from? Where does that knowingness come from? It comes from what we have described as the sphere of time, the sphere of the points of experience that you would label as lifetimes, histories, experiences of expression within the bubble of time. And within the bubble of time, as you see it to be, at least one of these points, and actually more, ascended. Therefore, when we talk about ascension, there is a knowingness somewhere deep within you which says, yes, I can imagine what it would feel like to ascend. Somewhere within the bubble of all the experiences of time, you have ascended. But let us bring it right here and now to what you know as this lifetime. Already you have ascended in moments when you felt yourself to be much more than what you thought yourself to be a moment previous. You have experienced moments of unlimitedness, in meditation perhaps, in music perhaps, in loving perhaps, when you looked upon the small infant or beloved pet and you found yourself dissolved in love, unconditional and eternal. Or when you have looked upon the sunset and you found yourself drawn into it, in that moment you have ascended. You forgot your close identification with this point of focus and you ascended. In the days to come, you will have more and more moments of ascension. You will find yourself not so anchored in the activities of the world and not so anchored in the identification with the body, and so will know that you have ascended for moments of time. When you allow yourself to forget self, the small self, and you care for another, what they are feeling, what they are going through, and you are so identified with them that you feel you are actually inside their skin, looking out through their eyes, feeling their feelings, you have ascended and transcended that small personality. In my lifetime, I came to understand that I and the Father are one. I came to the place of knowing with a surety that I and the Father are one. There is no separation. I am life upon this plane as you are. I am life upon this plane and all other planes and dimensions that you can ever imagine, will ever imagine, have ever imagined, and more. I have collected unto myself the molecules of physicality in many, many forms. I played with, the same as you have, different forms of life expression upon this our Holy Mother the Earth, and upon other planets and other universes as well, as you have done. For I am not limited, and neither are you. I and the Father are one. I am life upon this plane as you are. I am the light which casts out all darkness. I am the light which activates the form as you are. The form, the body, what is it after you have chosen to lay it down? A lifeless form. You are not the body, but you activate it. You use it for what you would see as a time interval. You are its master, although oftentimes it calls out to you and suggests that maybe it is the other way around. I've experienced that too. Within what is known as life expression upon this plane, there is first a descent into matter. You have chosen, as the God-child that you are, to know what it feels like to be amongst your creations. not only to be amongst them, but to activate them and see what it feels like to go about with a density of form. And you have tried all kinds of forms. You have been the woolly mammoth. You have been the teeny songbird. You have been the eagle. You have been the dolphin. You have been the great whale. You have been the tiny minnow. You have been the alpine flower and the tallest sequoia tree. You have been all of these forms and more. I, too, have come many times to our Holy Mother, the Earth, to experience life with form, for I have enjoyed expressing creatively and known my creations. I have enjoyed relationship, true relationship of love extended and shared, as a simple peasant, the simple farmer, the simple fisherman, and I have also known lifetimes of complexity. In the lifetime that is so famous now, the lifetime of Jeshua ben Joseph, I came with a purpose, as there is a purpose to your expression upon this plane. I came knowing the light that I am, the light that activated the small babe who was born, but I also experienced a close identification with form, for I desired to remember how it felt to be a man, to be human. And so there was a period of time remembering what form is, what the body can do, and a time of experiencing all the emotions which you experience. Times of frustration when there were lessons set before me by my master, and I wrestled with those lessons, and the answers did not come as quickly as I wanted them to. And I judged myself, and I felt frustrated. Times when I looked upon another, and I envied the form that one was expressing with, and I felt jealousy, until my earthly father, the one known as Joseph, sent me to sit by flowing water and to abide with myself, the small self, until I came into connection with my holy self. It was needful for me to go through a period of identification with what it means to be human, so that I could intimately know how emotion, energy, and motion is experienced. Yes, I knew sorrow. In my human understanding, I knew sorrow. For is it not written in your scripture that I was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief? I was also a man of laughter and acquainted with joy. And when I allowed myself the perspective of the whole vision, the holy vision, there was no longer sorrow. For there is only sorrow when it is measured within the limited framework of time. Outside of time it matters not, for the holy child abides always within the kingdom of our Father. However, within the bubble of time, within the bubble of the experience known as lifetimes, there can be sorrow because of the identification with form and its potential for loss, and because of the belief in the gradation of value as seen in time. In the unfoldment of my remembrance, I knew sorrow, and I knew human love. I knew attraction of form to form, physical attraction. I looked upon ones who utilized the form of woman and beheld them as beautiful, and there were ones who stirred my heart as a man. There were ones who had the dancing eyes who gave my heart opportunity to flip, and it did. I knew the feeling of human love, but there was within me, as there is within you, a very deep knowing that there is more. I knew that there was an integration of wholeness, a balance, if you will, where all of what I experienced the human was seen within the whole of experience, and I knew that which was beyond human love. I knew that there is eternal love which goes beyond form, no matter how beautiful the form. For indeed, the spirit is what you fall in love with. It is not the form, although the packaging may be what attracts you at first. Packaging can be beautiful. But as you abide with that one and you look beyond the packaging, what you fall in love with is yourself. You fall in love with the higher attributes of yourself. You fall in love with love itself. Falling in love has much to do with ascending in love. Descending into the experience of matter, of form, has much to do with ascending. For now you are in the process of knowing, consciously knowing, the marriage of energy, of light energy with spirit and form, which is light taken into a density acknowledged as form. You are coming to a conscious awareness of an integration, a marriage, knowing that I walk, I activate form. I activate it as a vehicle of expression that speaks a language unto the brothers and sisters who understand the language of the body, of physicality. But I am much more than the form. I am the energy that activates that form, and in the awareness I come totally alive. It does not mean that you have to lay down the form to ascend. It does not mean that you have to die in order to live. What you are asking now and what you will experience in love, true love, is the marriage of who you are as light with your creation of light, otherwise known as form. In that beloved one, you are married unto all you see, everyone. Even the ones that perhaps you would rather they went somewhere else, And with the other ones that your heart goes out to. You are married to everyone and everything you see. You are the energy of spirit. You are the energy of life. You are the energy of light that even now your scientists are coming to measure. You are the energy which activates every form you see and gives life to every event, every circumstance, every relationship. Then you come to the place of saying, "Yes, Father, I am your life upon this plane, and I enjoy life," for he does, not the activity of the world, but life. In my lifetime, because I knew my oneness with the very life energy that we are, I came unto a place of knowing that I no longer needed a special time to speak to my Father as in prayer. I no longer needed a specific time for the communion of oneness as in meditation. For I knew myself to be at every moment the life of the Father upon this plane. I knew myself to be in every moment one as his energy. And in that instant of true knowing, that instant of coming home, the very cells of the body took on a radiance which has been called in your scriptures a transfiguration. There were ones of my friends known as disciples, and it was not just the men disciples, there were women as well, who witnessed what has been called the transfiguration. They witnessed that moment in time, for yes, it was in time, when I so knew the energy that I am that the very cells themselves came alive with light. There was yet form to be seen, but it was transfigured as the light that activates the form. I was a bit surprised. It was not something that I had as a conscious goal. In fact, I did not know that would happen. And after the crucifixion and the resurrection, it was my great joy to reunite with many of you again, utilizing the body. I appeared to you in the upper room, which surprised you a bit, spent many days with you teaching, supporting, strengthening. For you already knew much of what I had been teaching. It had been received within the heart. But there needed to be an integration, a firing such as you will see with a gemstone when it is put to the fire, that comes the brilliance. I knew that the fire would be there for you, and you would come to remember the brilliance of your light. Because you had witnessed the transfiguration, because you had witnessed the resurrection, which seemed most miraculous, you were open to understanding that there might be even more. There was much that we shared. And then, in the fullness of time, there was another demonstration, the demonstration known as the Ascension, in which I allowed myself to be so filled with the love, the unlimited, unconditional, exhilarating love, dynamic, forceful, powerful love, that the very cells themselves could no longer be held upon this plane. And in light, I was seen to ascend, and you will do so if it is your desire. It is not necessary that one ascend in that manner in order to be worthy to know the love of the Father. There are some who will choose that activity again in conscious awareness, and others who will lay down the dust of the body and go as the light being that they are without the demonstration of the ascension, for it is not necessary. The ascension that is necessary is the one that you are in the process of claiming right now. The ascension of consciousness. The ascension that says, "I know that I am the spirit, the light that activates all of form. I know that I am my Father's creative child, for I am the child of the Creator. How could I not be creative?" And you are very creative. Now you are desiring to know creativity and joy. No longer creativity and confusion and sorrow and conflict. You know that very well. Now you are choosing to know your creativity and joy and in love. Ascension is not difficult. Ascension is not something that has to be done in a certain ritual with much help from many masters. You are a master yourself. Ascension is not something that is complex. Now, you may make it seem complex, and you have. You have written the classic works on the subject. You have described the various levels of purification, all of the requirements. You have been the priest and the priestess who have decreed yourself to be the authority, who has said that ascension is only for one who is very good, perhaps masters who have come through stages of enlightenment, and only for ones who have been worshipped as greatly above you. You have written and you have studied all the authoritative books. But ascension, beloved one, is simplicity itself. It is allowing yourself to come beyond the specific point of focus and to expand into the totality of aliveness, into the totality of love. Begin by falling in love with life, with choices, with adventures. Say, yes, I will live each moment totally and truly alive in love. And then there is ascension. And once you have ascended, and you can do it again and again and again until there is no longer the need or the desire to be identified with this form. You will identify with the light form that you are, and then you will go beyond even that to know the consciousness of allness. You will know yourself to be the I Am, which abides forever.